Let's go. Waking you up with the most country.
That's the place everybody gonna go.
Hey.
This is the Kix Morning Show with JP, Liz, and Husker Nick.
Good morning, everybody.
On Kix 96.9.
Well, we need somebody who can hit the ground running.
You strike me as the type of guy who knows how to hit the ground running.
He'll hit the ground running?
I want him to hit the ground running.
I'm gonna hit the ground running.
Let's get started.
Come on, lazy bones. Time to get moving.
It's Kix Morning Show. JP, Coryell, Husker Nick, good morning. Welcome to Tuesday, October 27th. Good morning, Coryell.
Good morning.
Hey, Husker Nick.
What's up, guys?
How's it at the house?
I don't know. I'm pretty over this, but yeah, it's all right.
I get that.
Hang in there. Right.
Attempting to. It's been, I find I'm staying up late, which is not what I usually do. I usually go to bed at a great time every day.
Right.
But it's the only quiet time I have. The whole day.
Is it night when everybody's asleep?
Yeah, dude. I've been stuck in this in my man cave for 9 days now.
Which would seem like a dream for being in a man cave, but...
Not when it's with your kids 24/7. My daughter, I think, hit a wall here yesterday. She was pretty ready to be gone.
Oh.
And the weather's been so crappy, I can't take them out back.
I bet it is a big adjustment, you know?
Just a little bit, but it's all right. I mean, we're getting there. Jess is feeling good.
Lucky.
That's very good.
She's asymptomatic. She's like you hear about all those NFL players that keep getting sick and then they get over it fast.
Explain that for people. Asymptomatic. What does that mean for a lot of people?
No symptoms. Okay. You have it. She's got the Rona, but
and then
she doesn't have any symptoms
whatsoever.
And
then when does she go back in and get tested again?
What's that?
When does she go back to get tested again?
Well, that's the weird thing about this, and we were kind of talking about it, and this is some of the frustration, is you have like CDC guidelines, which those say it's just 2 weeks after whenever you were exposed,
right,
which is Friday. So in theory, she's good to go Friday. Now, is that 100%?
Right.
I don't know. I mean, it's what the CDC says, so we should be fine by Friday.
Right.
It just depends on what I haven't even heard from our bosses. I don't even know when I'm allowed to come back. To be honest with you.
Yeah.
So weird. It's one of those things where like there's no perfect answer, you know, like with the flu, you know, another 3 days after, you know, you're done with your last symptom, you're good to go.
Right.
With the Rona, it's 14 days from the day that you get it is what the doctors have been telling us.
It's so hard to gauge that though.
Sure.
Like, this is, I mean, well, I'm not blaming anybody. It's just, I mean, it's hard for everybody because how would you know?
We have a pretty good, my family's been really good about not really going out with anybody or doing anything. We have a pretty good idea because my wife was hanging out with our neighbor and our neighbor has been sick with the virus.
Right.
So that kind of, we have a pretty good idea.
Wasn't the neighbor feeling a little rough? Is she doing better?
Yeah, she seems to be doing a little better.
She's
got where she feels bad. She's symptomatic.
Yeah.
So she hasn't been feeling too great, but she's getting through it.
Good. Well,
that's good to hear. Yeah. Yesterday, my son had all four of his wisdom teeth taken.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's not fun.
So many people are like, oh, my God, it's so horrifying. I got him. Well, first of all, he was pretty goofy when I got done.
He's your kid.
And he's like 5'10", 250 pounds. And these poor little dental assistants and whatnot had to try to guide him to a recliner.
Oh, my goodness.
After that. So it's like guiding around under the giant. And then I came back to get him because they just had me in the waiting room. And it went really fast because apparently the top two just like popped right out.
Oh, that's good.
The bottom two were a little bit more challenging, but then they're like, okay, he's going to be in a lot of pain, and got him home, and he's like, well, the pain meds are wearing off, but I don't feel bad. I don't feel...
but stay on top of it.
We did. No, I did. I kept on feeding him the combo they were telling me to do, and we got to last night, and he's like, this sucks. I just want to eat regular food. My face feels fine. I'm like, all right, well, we'll see if you're swollen this morning.
Day.
Yeah, we'll see what happens this morning, but yeah.
He might not get swollen, but yeah, unless you stay on top of that. It's like the weird like shock thing.
Right.
Because I remember like both dental surgeries I've had being like, oh, this is a breeze, this is fine. And then like 2-3 days later, I was like, oh,
yeah, no, those are terrible.
Painful.
I re- remember. I had an emergency removal.
Oh yeah.
The afternoon before Thanksgiving.
Yep.
And I had 5 wisdom teeth. I had an extra one. So.
Because you're extra.
Yeah. So everyone was like, "Wow, ma'am." And then I had already said, "Yeah, I'll jump in on the morning show," because Lauren at the time was right. visiting California or something.
Mm-hmm.
And you guys just thought I wouldn't show up because, like, who would do that? Nope. I came in and was like, "Hey."
Oh, I totally remember that.
Yeah, I was a little goofy. I probably should not have came.
Probably goofier. Not.
Well, I'd say goofier.
Goofier. Thank you.
Well, I will give you guys an update. We'll see how it goes today. I don't know if he's like, "I think I could go to school tomorrow." I'm like, "Okay."
It's like, just, no, Justin, just slow down.
Like, go for it, buddy.
Just slow down.
With JP, Liz, and Husker Nick.
All right, it's a date number double Tuesday. Molly wants us to help track down her date. We'll get into that at 7:20. We'll do a round of JP makes us guess. Job perks. There's a very fun one that I'm a little jealous of, but also glad I don't have, because I would be
1,000 pounds.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. That and free money coming up.
You are waking up with JP, Liz, and Husker Nick on Kix 96.9.
Got a new segment for you. They call it Rich People Problems. And we start with, just because you have a lot of money, there's no guarantee you'll act like an adult, not like a toddler. There's a 76-year-old billionaire investor named Bill Gross who lives in Laguna Beach, California.
Okay.
He has been battling with his next-door neighbor, a 56-year-old, very rich but slightly less rich guy named Mark Taufig, who is a tech entrepreneur. So two rich people.
Okay.
Yeah.
Battling it out in their neighborhood.
Gotta love it.
Mark doesn't like that Bill put up a 22-foot-long blue glass sculpture on his property last year and put up poles and netting to protect this statue. And he says it's blocking his view. So he called the city to complain.
What is this sculpture?
It's a blue glass sculpture that, because it's so far into this person's property, you can't really see it, but you can see the netting.
Mm-hmm.
Which is kind of ridiculous.
None of that makes sense.
Right. And so Bill got his revenge on the complaint, on him for the complaint, by blasting a certain song as loud as possible. Would you like to hear the song?
Yes.
Yes. Ooh.
Just sit right back and you'll hear a tale.
This is bringing back some memories.
So he's blasting Gilligan's Island, the theme song, at all hours of the day and night.
How have the surrounding people not been like, "Can the two of you please?"
Right,
yeah, would you guys please knock it off? Don't you have better things you could donate your money
to? Yeah. Right.
Oh my gosh.
So now lawsuits, charges, and restraining orders have been filed.
Nice.
There's going to be
my goodness. What a big tantrum.
Rich people problems. Seriously.
No, rich people fights are like the best fights.
No. Oh, yeah. I love hearing,
because they're so dumb.
Yeah. So there's going to be a hearing on the restraining orders and harassment charges next week. And Bill has until the middle of next month to try to get the right permits for his sculpture. Until then, I guess Mark can just sit right back and hear a tale of a fateful trip over and over and over again.
The rich people fights are amazing. Like, either super rich people or super poor people fights are so awesome.
Mm-hmm.
'Cause it's just extreme. It's so extreme.
I've been listening to like a crime podcast, but it's about Hollywood crimes and scandals.
Oh, okay.
So it's not all like super crazy, but
right.
They dove into Mommy Dearest, like Joan Crawford and the whole thing. But what was wild to me was it necessarily wasn't like a rich person fight. It was just her rich person demeanor. And she would just the things that she would get mad about were so
ridiculous.
Petty. Like the one of the guys she ended up with or something, she made him sell his big fancy apartment that he basically bought for himself as a house, because the rooms, there were like 23 rooms. But the square footage of each room was just a little too cramped.
Oh, for crap.
And it was just her and him. She, disowned her kids from the get-go, you know?
Yeah, that sounds about right.
I was like, imagine having enough money to be like,
Right.
It's a little too small for me.
That's too small.
No.
So there you go. There's a round.
I cannot.
of rich people problems. And hey, if you see any of those stories, let me know about it because we'd love to make fun of them for sure.
Coming up next.
Go! You're just a few seconds away from this.
With JP, Liz, and Husker Nick.
Not far away from good things. That's about 20 minutes away. So if you got a good thing, let us know. Facebook or Twitter, KX969. Also on the way, the nitty gritty from Music City and new music from one of your favorites.
If you run on coffee and country in the mornings, you're in the right place.
You're checking out my favorite morning show.
JP, Liz, and Husker Nick on Kix 96.9.
For nitty gritty this morning, we are talking Dirks, Mountain Man, Bentley, When Crocs Attack, Costume Flashbacks, and new music.
Nashville.
Straight from Nashville. From the heart of Nashville, straight to your radio.
Liz has your nitty gritty from Music City on Kix 96.9.
Good morning, it's Coryell. Now, Dirks Bentley has been inching closer and closer to the state of Colorado and actually moving there.
Oh, I'm kind of wondering about that.
He has done it.
Oh, wow, really?
His family has officially moved to Colorado. He moved them in March. Due to the pandemic, they're like, hey, well, let's stay in one of our favorite spots and see what's going to come of this whole virus thing.
Right.
And, well, they've decided they're just never going to leave. He says, quote, someone's going to have to drag me out of Colorado because I do like being here. So, yeah, he moved his family there and he's officially a mountain man now.
It makes sense.
He's been talking about it for years.
Yeah. So well, good for him. That's awesome.
Yeah. Now, are you ready for another pair of Luke Combs Crocs? Because whether... You're ready or not, JP.
These are ridiculous, but please tell us about
whether you're ready or not, the new fuzzy lining Crocs are coming out.
Which I've heard those are the best kind.
Okay. Well, I've never heard that, so that's good to know.
Because the fuzzy lining ones I've heard are very, very good.
Oh, does that have your seal of approval?
No, I've heard they're good.
Okay.
That a lot of people swear by them because they're nice and toasty and warm and comfortable.
I can see it. I can see it. There's an image of the skull that's on the back of Luke Combs' tour bus that's on the Crocs. And then there's like a Gibson guitar, a pair of cowboy boots, and other stuff. You can order them today. They officially go on sale November 10th at Crocs.com. So if you want to be just like Luke Combs with your fancy fuzzy lining Crocs.
That's awesome.
So we're doing a little costume flashback. Adam Hambrick, a country newcomer, he says his favorite Halloween costume was when he was 5 years old. His grandmother made him a Ghostbusters jumpsuit.
Nice.
He had the proton pack and everything. He was 5 years old. He's such a handsome man. I can only imagine what he looked like as a little 5 year old. I feel like he just had to look
glasses and stuff.
Yeah, he had to look dapper, but also in a Ghostbusters costume.
Yeah,
and then Lauren Elena says she dressed up her brother for Halloween. Remembers dressing up her brother for Halloween until he looked like her. She said, quote, I put extensions in his hair and a little hat on his head. I put makeup on him and my cheerleading outfit.
Oh, my
It fit him. And apparently spitting image of his sister and
That's
freaked her
outstanding.
Out. But you did mention we do have new music from Jason Aldean. This could be his next number one single. Maybe. Who knows? It's kind of up to you. Off of his latest album, 9, here's Blame It On You with the nitty gritty from Music City. I'm Coryell on Kix 96.9.
Going down like a sunset, burning out like a cigarette, blowing through the cash, through the past, drinking down that memory till there's nothing left. I could go on and on. Why you gone? I could blame it on whiskey. I wouldn't blame you if you didn't even miss me. Gave you a million reasons, girl, not to be with me. Should've never let you go. Should've never watched you go. I could blame it on. I could drink around the truth, but I can't blame it on me. Trying to ride out the midnight, trying to fight through the daylight. Wondering where you at, and just like that, I'm looking back on what I had and you were mine. I could go on and on. Why? it gone. I can blame it on whiskey. I wouldn't blame you if you didn't even miss me. Gave you a million reasons, girl, not to be with me. Should've never let you go. Should've never watched you go. I can blame it on a good high. Let it take the blame for why you told me goodbye. Instead of missing you and missing all those good times. Should've never let you go. Should've never watched you go. Yeah, I could drink around the truth. Yeah, I could say I never knew. Yeah, I can drink around the truth. But I can't blame it on you.
Seconds away from this
with JP, Liz, and Husker Nick.
Now, by the way, new music from Jason Aldean off the 9 album. That's a good thing. You get it on our Now Playing button at KZKX.com. Other good things in just a few minutes. If you got a good one, let us know. Facebook or Twitter, KX969.
Good morning,
JP, Liz, and Husker Nick.
Wake you up.
Mornings.
Gotta wake you up for the day.
On Kix 96.9.
Let's get you some good things to start your day. We start with Coryell. What's your good thing?
Well, my good thing, I'm a little bummed, actually, now that I realize it won't actually
really?
Be blue.
Oh.
But either way, there's a full moon on Halloween this year.
Oh, yeah.
You've made, there have been memes about it and stuff. Maybe someone's mentioned it to you. But there will be a full moon on Halloween. Halloween's a Saturday. It's just going to be kind of a spooky, fun time. They do refer to it as a blue moon. I guess that's just like what they called it back in the day. But it's not going to actually appear blue.
Not a blue moon?
No. But Mars will be like super bright red and in close proximity to it. So
they just call it a blue moon.
What?
They just call it a blue moon?
Yeah, they call it a blue moon. It says, known in earlier times as All Hallows Eve and, oh, that's Halloween. By popular acclaim, the second of two full moons in a single calendar month is called a blue moon.
Okay.
But for some reason, it's just, that's. That means it's the second full moon.
It's just a moon.
It's not
just
blue in color. Which is super misleading. But either way, it's still going to look really nice and cool.
It's super misleading.
Yeah, super cool.
Anyway, you should go back to reading Halloween to us.
So yeah, do you want to know what Halloween?
Yeah, what's Halloween? Yeah,
All Hallows Eve.
All Hallows Eve.
God.
That's funny.
So,
Oscar Nick, what's your good thing?
My good thing, and it's a super simple one, my mom's birthday is today.
Aww.
She specifically said to us last night, do not text me, because my brother lives in D.C. So right. She said, my birthday does not officially start till 9 a.m. I am retired. I don't want you guys texting me. As of right now, she's got 13 text messages from all of us. So we've started texting her.
Hey,
at 3
does she
a.m.
want more? Give out her number.
Oh, we
yeah, that, there you go.
Oh, we should.
Could you imagine me. You would be in so much trouble?
That'll get me in a great spot with my
yeah,
mother.
For sure. All these so randos she, are texting her.
Yeah, that'd be.
That'd be
thanks,
Coryell.
That's a great,
do
great
it.
Idea you got there.
Come on. You can do it. Anyway, but happy birthday to Mama.
Yeah.
My good thing is Marshall Helm. He is a 7-year-old vet, and he was walking his granddaughter to the bus stop in Illinois when a bus driver alerted him of a house on fire nearby. And it was his neighbor's home, and as the blaze crept over from the garage to their home, he rushed inside. So 7-year-old Marshall rushed inside and saved Gary and Kathy Benjamin while they were still in bed that morning. He woke them up,
oh my
goodness, got him out of the house. No one was hurt. They lost like 40 years worth of possessions, but you know what? That can be replaced.
Yeah, it's not a life.
But Marshall, 7-year-old vet, just jumped to...
He was like, let's do it.
Be the hero and got his friends out, which is a very, very good thing.
Guess what happens next?
With JP, Liz, and Husker Nick.
We go from good things to stupid things. This is how our show
it's
works.
This is how it works.
That's on the way.
It's our radio show.
Yeah.
Here we go. The Kix Morning Show with JP, Liz, and Husker Nick.
Morning, On Kix 96.9.
Are you stupid or something?
Stupid is, stupid does, sir.
All right, I got three of them for you to decide who's the stupidest criminal.
Okay. I find the answer is always yes.
On most days, that's a proper answer.
I like it.
We start in Pennsylvania, where a man was arrested after allegedly screaming and throwing items, including mailboxes, into the road at 5 in the morning.
What?
Martin Miller had a few drinks and woke...
Oh, there we go.
And and had woken up the neighbors, as heard screaming from the street, that the skies are opening and that he was the Son of God.
Okay, was he just drinking?
He was drinking absinthe, probably.
Yeah, that's some weird stuff.
He was also, again, throwing mailboxes and other things into the street, screaming, "Beat me up, Scotty!"
Oh.
And "Here, piggy, piggy!"
Oh, my gosh.
So, Martin got a public drunkenness and disorderly conduct for all of that fun.
That's okay. A super interesting combination of things to be hallucinating about and yelling.
Right.
Maybe you want, I mean, maybe he was hungry.
Just,
I don't know.
Angry yelling?
Maybe.
Okay, so that's number one.
Okay, that's
number one. Number two, we head to Florida, where police arrested James Blight after he allegedly stole a bulldozer from a construction site, then used it to terrorize the neighborhood by plowing over Joe Biden, Kamala Harris signs and causing other property damage.
Oh, my God.
I mean, if you got a bulldozer and you look over and you happen to hate said political party,
right?
I mean, that's like a bullseye zeroed in there. I ever tell you guys that I was with my cousin one time and we stole a bulldozer?
No!
I was like 20. It was
no,
really dumb.
But this would be the best time, if any, to tell us.
We were in Warsaw, Missouri at my grandfather's wedding, W-E-D-I-N.
Yeah, a wedding.
And we were all hopped up on his moonshine.
Nice!
And it was like... I don't know. Well, apparently, we ran out of diesel fuel that we were throwing over a fire and jumping over.
So the moonshine like you were drinking?
So then, yeah. Well, no. Then we decided, hey, there's a construction site over here. And then we went over, and my cousin got one of the bulldozers running. And we drove it like half a mile.
Oh, my god!
It's stupid. It's one of the really dumbest things I've ever done. I was like 22 or something at the time.
Also,
so.
Because there's like basically no... point to it.
Yeah.
Like,
well, no, my cousin worked for a construction company, so he knew how to run one.
Oh, yeah.
So,
but still, it's like,
yeah,
that's hilarious.
Yeah, I was dumb.
That's funny,
we could have gotten
though.
So much trouble, but
oh, yeah.
You know.
Oh yeah.
When you're at a wedding,
that's true.
At a wedding in Missouri,
wedding in Warsaw, Missouri,
ooh,
down by Truman Lake.
Love it. When James was arrested, he told authorities, "I've been drinking whiskey all day. I don't remember what happened."
I see. We were drinking moonshine. Like, it was very similar.
At least he's honest,
situation.
I guess.
Right. So that's criminal number two. Here's criminal number three.
He's not even that dumb.
Right. On Saturday night, two guys broke into a restaurant in Sunderland, England. One of them stole some stuff and ran off. The other one, well, the next morning, the owners got to the restaurant and heard noises coming from the bathroom. When he went to check the noises out, he realized there had been a break-in because he saw the thief sleeping on the bathroom floor.
Oh, do you have any experience sleeping in like a bathroom or porta-potty, JP?
Plenty.
See, look, we can relate to most all of these stories.
Right. Well, this guy had a mop bucket filled with alcohol next to him.
What?
Nice. And a half-eaten cheesecake.
Okay, so totally JP. So this is the JP story. The middle
JP.
One was my story. And the hangry story was Coryell.
Yeah.
Like, we've nailed it.
So the owner called the cops. They came to arrest the guy. The cops believed he was on drugs, which was what made him take a nap in the middle of the break-in.
I was going to say, he just needed a tiger snooze. It was all that breaking in. Caught up with him. He needed a little nappy.
So who is the worst?
I'm telling you, they're all fine because they're all three us.
Is that it? We'll chalk it up to that.
We got Hangry Coryell. Rob stealing stuff while hopped up on whiskey. That's me.
And then Husker Nick.
Passed out with cheesecake and a bucket of alcohol. JP.
In the bathroom. All right.
Got tired halfway through whatever he was doing and took a nap.
Yeah.
It's like you at work.
That matches up pretty well.
Just like you at work. Beautiful.
You're just a few seconds away from this.
With JP, Liz, and Husker Nick.
Coming up, we'll play a round of JP Makes Us Guess. And you get to choose what side you want to be on, Coryell or Husker Nick's team. We'll get that on the way. And more free money. Your keyword for this hour is swamp. S-W-A-M-P. Get on our website at KZKX.com to win big money.
Let's go. Waking you up with the most country.
That's the place everybody gonna go.
Hey!
This is the Kix Morning Show with JP, Liz, and Husker Nick.
Good morning, everybody.
On Kix 96.9.
And playing JP Makes His Guess with two new friends that both, I think, wanted to jump in and help Coryell, but...
I don't blame them.
One has to be on Husker Nick's team.
They can both be on her team. No, I'll lose fine. By myself.
It's okay. Brandy wanted to play with Coryell. Good morning, Brandy. How are you?
Good morning, I'm well. How are you doing?
Good.
Hi, Brandy. Thank you for helping me.
Of course.
And Allie also wanted to play with Coryell, but she's going to play with Husker Nick. Good morning, Allie.
Good morning.
Are That's you okay with playing on the Husker Nick's team?
Yeah, I guess say so. No. I tweet in these guys a lot, so I like Husker Nick too.
Oh, wow. Okay, you. Very good.
There
okay.
you go.
So today's conversation, and by the way, the score is 2-1. Husker Nick is in the lead.
Yeah.
For today's JP Makes Us Guess.
I'm getting lucky right now.
Good for him.
We are looking for the greatest movie villains of all time.
Oh, ooh. Buddy.
So.
Okay.
Yeah, while some of us tend to despise movie villains, plenty of moviegoers favor some of these antagonists. And we want to know the top 10 greatest movie villains of all time.
I got number one.
We go with Coryell, though, first, and she's in the rear in the points. You get to pick first, Coryell and Brandy.
Okay, Brandy, I think low-hanging fruit would be some type of, like a superhero, supervillain, like a comic one.
Yes, like the Joker.
Hey, that's a good one. Let's go Joker.
Show me the Joker.
Yay!
Why so serious?
Yes, Brandy.
Sticks the blade in my mouth. Let's put a smile on that face.
And the Joker comes in at number two.
Nice, Brandy.
Ooh, I got number one.
Okay, we go to Allie and Husker
one,
Nick.
You think?
I think so.
Okay,
I
what is
so.
It?
You want to confer with Allie?
Yeah, I do. Okay. Allie, I was thinking Darth Vader.
Allie, what do you think? Darth Vader is his guess.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Show me Darth Vader.
Dang it, that was my
I was but the learner. Now I am the master.
Only a master of evil, Darth.
Number one answer.
Ah!
Darth Vader's the number one answer.
It was number one?
Mm-hmm, he was right.
So is this like, you know, I always have questions. Is this like just comics? Like, is this just...
No, it's just movie villains.
Like of
movie
all time.
Villains of all time.
Okay, well then, Brandy, I'm gonna ask you, do you think we should go Voldemort?
Ooh, that was my next guess.
Because Harry Potter.
Oh, I was like, who's that?
I should know who it was.
Harry Potter.
Or what is your, what
no,
would
no,
you
no.
think?
You know what? I was drawing a blank. So I'm glad you had an idea. So let's go with
let's
that.
Go. Okay, thank you, Brandy. See? We'll go Voldemort.
Voldemort.
What?
Not.
How?
In the top 10.
Dumb. If it's not top 10, then it's number 11.
He is at number 44.
What?
Coryell.
No, I quit. It's okay.
Okay, we're back to Husker Nick and Allie. Okay. The best movie villains of all time.
Do you have a guess? I have a few, but...
No, I'm pulling a blank, too.
So, what about, and this is going to help Coryell potentially, it's Halloween movie villains, so what about, like, the classics, like Freddy Krueger or Michael Myers or Jason?
Yeah. Wait, you're giving a lot of them.
Any of them.
Let's do Freddy Krueger.
All right, let's do it.
Freddy Krueger. Not in the top 10.
Wow, I am shocked.
Freddy Krueger not in the top 10. Where is Freddy? Freddy is not in this list.
Oh my gosh.
What?
Wow, interesting.
But scary, like a horror movies are on this list then, right? I guess I just can't wrap my mind around that. What about villains. Hannibal Lecter? Oh, Brandy.
Ooh.
Well, no, my 9-year-old threw out, and again, it's someone I don't know. Thanos?
Oh, Thanos! Marvel! Yes, Thanos!
Okay,
Thanos.
Show me Thanos!
He's super likable.
I am inevitable.
Thanos.
Good one.
Comes in at number four on our list.
Tell your kids thank you.
Number four.
So we have one,
the kids jumped in two, and said, that's good. You got one, two, and four so far. And the greatest movie villains of all time.
I feel like the shark from Jaws is on this list. He was likable.
He was. Nick and Allie, what are your guesses?
Let's see here. I can't believe that the last guess wasn't on there. She mentioned one, like Hannibal Lecter.
But I don't know the villain. Like, I just see Disney villains, which won't help.
Yeah, try Disney it. Disney villains. What do you got? One?
Well, like Scar from Lion King.
Ooh. Oh, that's a good one.
Want to go on that one?
Yeah, let's do it.
Show Scar. Me Scar.
Hey!
Number six.
Stop. Way to go.
Oh my God.
That was awesome.
Okay, well okay, then,
good
I,
pull.
If we're gonna be going, yeah, I'm doing Hannibal. I said it once, Brandy. I'm doing a veto power thing. Okay. I want to go Hannibal.
Okay.
Hannibal.
Yeah.
I do wish we could chat longer, but I'm having an old friend.
Because he has like all these spinoffs.
I'm having an old friend for dinner.
Having an old friend.
Oh, so Hannibal comes in at number three. So we got Darth Vader at number one, Joker number two, Hannibal Lecter at number three, Thanos at four, Scar at six.
Man.
Dang, we're knocking him out.
Allie and Nick, you need this point to save the game. Otherwise, Coriel and Brandy will win. Greatest villains?
Greatest villains of all time.
Of the movies.
You know, one of my favorite ones is Bill the Butcher. He's my favorite villain of all time from, what's it called? Gangs of New York.
Gangs of New York.
What's the villain from Lord of the Rings called?
All I got is Voldemort in my head.
yes, say that one again.
It's Sauron.
He's like Saruman?
Yeah, something like that. Saruman, yeah.
Yeah, I know what you're
saying. You guys
want
to go with that one?
Yeah, we can. You good?
Sure.
Okay, yeah, show me Saruman.
Hey.
Number 10. Back to Corey Lynn Brandy. Greatest movie villains of all time.
Say the shark from Jaws.
Good.
Brandy, do you have an idea?
Cujo?
I do, but I don't think it will be on there.
Well,
the Wicked Witch of the West.
Okay, that's funny. I do have that written
that's
down.
That's a good one.
I do have that written down.
Stuff down?
But
God.
Yeah, I'm putting it down in front of me.
Such cheater.
Okay, so do we want... I'm typing it in front of me.
I don't really, because I feel like it's not on there.
Oh, you're Googling stuff? Go. Is that what you're doing?
She's
no.
Not.
Let's go... he's a Marvel guy. He was scrawny with the dark hair. Hold on. Starts with an L. It's like...
Loki.
Oh, what? Yes, Loki. Thank you for helping me.
You're welcome.
Do you guys want to go with Loki?
Is that a bad guy?
I don't know.
Let's see. Both. Show me Loki.
He's both bad
number
and good.
Number seven.
Yeah, he was
you guys have
bad at the beginning and became a good guy.
I am out of superhero villain
it's not just comic superheroes.
Ones. Not superheroes, but I mean comics.
Yeah, I get it. Okay. So, Nick and Allie, you need one more to survive the game. We may just end up tied if you guys
can. I
get.
Say the shark Bruce from Jaws, just because.
Yeah.
All right, let's do it.
Show me the shark Bruce from Jaws.
Dang.
Not on the list there.
That's stupid. He's likable.
Randy and Coriel are our winners today. Yeah. And JP makes us guess.
Yeah. You're welcome,
to hear the
Coriel.
Top 10.
Thank you, Husky.
Here's your
Nick.
Top 10.
Love
Sauron
you.
From the Lord of the Rings stuff. Lord Palpatine from the Star Wars movies.
What?
Emperor Palpatine, number
what?
9.
He's not likable.
The greatest movie villains of all time. It doesn't whether he's likable or not.
Oh. Jaws should have been on there then.
The worst movie villain of all time, as far as I'm concerned, Pennywise the Clown at 8.
Oh, I didn't even think about that.
Loki at 7. Scar at 6.
Wow.
At number 5, I'm surprised Husker Nick didn't get this one.
Darkness is
oh, dang it. I thought Bane, but I thought he's not good enough.
Oh.
I thought so Joker, so I was like, well,
Bane at
is
5.
Bane top 10?
Thanos 4, Hannibal at 3, Joker at 2, Darth Vader at number 1, and that is JP makes his guess. Nice job, Brandy.
Nice.
Thank you.
Allie, thanks for playing with us.
Yeah, Allie, thank you.
Thank you.
That's funny.
thought of Bane, too.
You're just a few seconds away from this. With JP,
Liz, and Husker. I still can't believe Voldemort wasn't on that.
He's there. He's just way down the list, which is kind of surprising. Stupid. Wicked Witch of the West was like down at 47.
She was on it?
Yeah, so she was on there, but way down on the list. So
how is Jaws not on there?
I know, right?
Okay, I'm with you on that one.
Coming up, maybe this person that she's dating is a villain, or she's the villain. We'll find out.
Ooh.
And date him or dump him with Molly next. Kix.
Love, lust, or something else? Find out next on Kix 96.9. It's date 'em or dump 'em with JP, Liz, and Husker Nick on Kix 96.9.
Today, we're going to try to help Molly out and get her a second date. Good morning, Molly.
Good morning.
So, tell us a little bit about you and it was Logan you emailed in about, right?
Yes.
Yeah, okay. Fill us in.
Okay, so yeah, I met this guy, Logan, through a mutual friend, and she said we'd hit it off.
Okay.
So at first we were just texting, and then he called to see if we'd like to grab coffee.
Nice.
And I was like, yeah. So we met up. He was super nice. He was a gentleman. He bought us coffee. We talked for a couple hours and hit it off. So I was like, hey, do you want to get dinner on Friday? And he said yes.
Nice. So this is actually, you'll be getting the second date then right there. With dinner out.
I mean, yeah.
That's great.
I mean, I'd consider that, so that's a good start.
Okay.
So we had dinner downtown at Vincenzo's.
Yep. Very good.
That's and I had a really good
gosh,
time.
Now I'm hungry. Sorry.
You eat pasta at 7:30 in the morning, Coriel?
Oh, I would.
Okay.
If it's from Vincenzo's, I would.
I'm not surprised.
No problem.
okay, really sorry. Good. Keep going.
Yeah. All right, Molly, so keep going. You guys had a good time?
So, I mean, I had a really good time, and I felt like he did, too. At the end of the night, he offered to pay, but I was like, no, let's split it. And I was joking. I was like, and you can get it the next time. And he laughed and he said, okay. So he walked me to the car. We hugged. I told him I'd talk to him soon. And that was a couple weeks ago.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah. I tried to text him and I've even called once and I haven't gotten anything back from him.
Okay. So 2 dates.
Wait, so you did end up splitting the bill?
The bill. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, I offered.
Yeah, you did.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because he bought coffee, so you offered to split the second bill.
That, no, I'm with you on that, though. Maybe, I mean, I know, do you think you're pretty independent?
I mean, yeah, but it was more of a joke, and then I did, and then I was like, you got it next time.
Yeah. Maybe he's, I don't know, maybe it's the independence. Maybe he
was scared by her independence.
Yeah. Well, you know, to be like, let me split the bill with you. Because I've done that before. I've been in that situation before where they were like,
Did they get all weird?
They were like offended by it. I'm like, what?
Really?
I'm like a grown woman. I can pay my own meal.
Pay your own meal? That's not a problem. Yeah. That's weird.
So maybe, I don't know. That's where I'm going with it.
There are some people that are a little bit more old fashioned that way, I guess. Husker Nick, any thoughts?
How was conversation on both dates?
Yeah.
It was really good. We had a lot to talk about. I felt like we had a lot in common.
You didn't talk politics. There was no talking about anything involved in the election coming up.
I mean, it maybe came by in passing, but there was no like heated conversation, and we just kind of, not really.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And then you weren't like constantly dry coughing all over the food, Rona style.
Because that would, I would say, or something?
No. Yeah, I would say that could be a slight turn off if they're trying to give you the Rona.
That would definitely be a turn off.
A slight one.
Well, you know, I mean, once you got it, you might as well hang out. You know, the only thing worse than having the Rona is being alone while you have the Rona.
Yeah.
This is true.
Misery loves company.
All right. Well, what we'll do, Molly, I think we've kind of exhausted our guesses so far.
Yeah, I don't know. We can try to help you out the best we can, though.
Okay. We'll go ahead and we'll give Logan a call, and we'll get him on the phone, hopefully, and maybe we can sort this out at something small, and we can get you guys a third date.
Okay.
All right. So hang on the line.
With JP, Liz, and Husker Nick.
All right. What do you guys think went wrong between Molly and Logan, or something with Molly? You can put it in GIF form.
I love this part.
The guessing game?
Yeah, GIF on Twitter, KZKX969.
And Facebook too, KX969. What do you think went wrong with Molly's date with Date 'Em or Dump 'Em?
Now the conclusion to Date 'Em or Dump 'Em with JP, Liz, and Husker Nick on Kix96.9.
So if you're just joining us, it's Molly who met Logan through mutual friend. Went out for a coffee date, had a really good time. She suggested dinner on Friday. He said yes. For their second date, they met up for dinner downtown at Vincenzo's. Really good date. He walked her to the car. Well, actually, they split the check, and she said he could get next time, and he kind of laughed and said, okay. They walked to the car, a hug, a thank you, we'll talk to you soon. And a couple weeks later, no response.
Nada.
From Logan. What are some of the guesses that have come in?
On Twitter, KZKX969, we got his ex called and told them she's pregnant, so they're getting back together.
That's extreme.
That's a big twist.
My guess for Denver Dump 'Em is that he saw how much she tipped at the restaurant and didn't like it. Either she's an extreme over-tipper or she doesn't tip at all.
Dang, that's a good one.
My hunch is that, she doesn't tip. Interesting. All right, well, let's find out from Logan what the issue is with him and Molly.
Hello.
Hi, we're looking for Logan.
This is he.
Logan, good morning.
Hi, Logan. It's JP Coriel, Husker Nick, the Kix Morning Show.
What up, dude?
Oh, hey. Hey.
Hi.
How's it going, man?
Pretty good.
Good. It's probably weird to have a radio station call you up.
Yeah.
We're actually calling for a Date 'Em or Dump 'Em. You might have heard of this. We're calling about somebody you've been kind of dodging for a couple weeks after what she thought was a great dinner date at Vincenzo's.
Got him hungry. Uh-huh.
So you know we're calling about Molly.
Oh my God. Molly is a monster.
What? What? Oh no.
Wow.
What? I mean,
she looks normal. She's actually kind of hot. Very nice.
Well, good, I guess.
Until she ruins a perfectly good plate of penne diavolo.
Wait, what?
Wait, what'd she do? Did she put, like, a bunch of salt on it or something?
Close. She put about a half a bottle of ketchup on it.
No!
She asked the server, what? Man, we're having a really good time.
Are you kidding right now?
No. They set it down. We're having a nice dinner, and she's asked the server if she could get a bottle of ketchup. You can tell the guy is like, thinks she's joking.
Like for what though? Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Right. Right. And he's walking away. I can see his eyes rolling in the back of the head. She brings this bottle of ketchup. She's like, it's like a ketchup commercial. Where she's hitting the back of the bottle to like get more ketchup onto the pot. the staff is like, I can tell the staff is laughing at us. Other patrons, it was embarrassing.
Were you mortified?
Come on,
because she put ketchup. I mean, it sounds nasty. But,
I mean, in theory, I kind of get it because, like, you know, maybe she thought. No, I
right.
don't know. I mean,
yeah. How are you?
Like, who was at this place? Like, they were all like,
I just can't imagine. But the thing is, I can't. It's pretty damning to do it at someplace like Vincenzo's.
Right.
Yeah.
Like, if you were at, like, the Valentino's buffet, it'd be different.
Or Fazoli's or whatever.
Or, like, Fazoli's. It'd still be weird, but.
What? Just because you're at this place, you can't enjoy your food like how you like it?
Well,
like, I think it's gross sounding, but good Lord. We're judging her because of ketchup.
I don't know. It is weird to me. But anyway, okay.
So that was the big turnoff for you, was her and her bottle of ketchup.
I mean, that's a lot of ketchup.
Another date?
Yeah, well, you don't want to have anything to do with her because of ketchup?
Nah, I don't know, man. Is she going to put, like, jelly on steak or something?
Well, let's let Molly come on.
That
and
big of a deal. Okay, yeah.
Molly, come on and defend herself. As you know, Date 'Em or Dump 'Em, Molly's been listening in. Molly, what's with the bottle of ketchup?
Yeah, so that's the most ridiculous thing I've ever heard. Like, ketchup is just tomato sauce, for one.
Yes, it is.
And the pasta was spicy, so it helped to kind of, like, even it out.
Okay.
That's so, no reason to never talk to somebody again.
even like, out really spice by putting ketchup on it, that's gross.
I see where she's spicy. Coming from though. I mean, I still think it's gross, Molly, I'll be honest, but I mean, I see where you're coming from there. I think it was brave of you.
It just blends into the tomato sauce.
I think it changes everything. I mean, about the pasta to put ketchup on it.
I have never heard of that.
Okay.
And if you like never not talk to somebody again, to just ghost me?
Yeah, that's a pretty crazy reason.
I think it is. It seems so normal,
but it's not. It's really weird.
It's a little petty to not talk to her because just
are you
because
like
of
a Italian food snob? Is that what this is?
But just like you said, it's weird. I don't know. It just gave me the creep.
Yeah, I mean, what other decisions does she make in life if she's going to do that, I guess?
Okay,
Molly. She's a monster because of ketchup.
Okay, how about this? What if either one of you have a weird food combination that you both enjoy or you do? Why don't you reveal it now to get it out of the way?
I think she already did.
Her ketchup
well,
ones.
Okay, so I guess
this
is more for
only
Logan.
Thing, and I don't think it's that weird.
Anything that weird.
Okay. So, Logan, you don't want another date with Molly because of her ketchup bottle.
I'm sorry, guys. If it's petty, I'm sorry. It's just,
so, like, if... Because I like to put Bush Light in my Fruit Loops.
So. All right, goodbye.
I mean, I'm just saying. Have you ever done that, Corio?
Bush Light and Fruit Loops, no.
Yeah, for breakfast. When I go camping, we accidentally figured that out one time because we were out of milk. This is so good.
Well, I used to, so it's not terrible, but because I do have a dairy allergy, sometimes I would just like barely wet like Rice Krispies, like the cereal, you know?
Okay.
And I would put a little pinch of
Wait,
sugar.
Wet it with what?
You're
like
a
water?
Monster.
With water.
Oh, what?
Well, because I'm allergic to dairy.
Wow.
And then, like if
water
there was no.
On Rice Krispies?
Yeah, I've done that.
Never mind. She's not welcome back to this Is that what your guys' date was like? Do you hear how absurd that is?
Rice Krispie and water. That's.
I don't know.
Tell me next you're going to put ketchup on Italian food.
Spaghetti.
So, just seems so weird, but yet so just normal compared to some of the other stuff.
What if she agrees to never do that again?
Yeah.
Like what if she's I'll never do that?
Logan?
I don't think she would agree to do that, to be honest.
Okay, Molly, would you agree to never put ketchup on sausage?
You know what? I'm going to be me, and I'm going to be comfortable.
Yeah, okay.
You know, that's fair.
You guys are just in two different places, then, when it comes to ketchup. And
he's just not down for it. It freaked him out.
You know, I think I actually dodged that because he sounds like a snob. So.
Okay. All right. Molly.
You said it. I didn't.
Very nice.
All right. Well, Molly, there's your answer.
I hope you find your partner in ketchup heaven.
That's right.
Ketchups are us.
And Logan, thank you for taking our phone call and listening to the show. We appreciate you, man.
Yeah, buddy.
Thank you, guys. I love your show.
Thanks. Both of you, best of luck out there.
Thanks.
And the phones are ringing. I think people have thoughts on what went down.
Yeah, you can actually weigh in on Facebook, KX969, Team Molly or Team Logan. Look for the post of the pink t-shirt that says Ketchup Queen.
Ketchup Queen. We already got from Casey on Twitter. I put ranch on my meal at Who Hot.
Which, Casey, I'm going to be honest, that does not sound good. But I cannot say anything because I've got some weird food combos.
You do. What's your weird food combos? 466-9696 or Facebook and Twitter to make her feel better.
If you run on coffee and country in the mornings, you're in the right place.
You're checking out my favorite morning show.
JP, Liz, and Husker Nick on Kix 96.9.
Coming off Datum or Dumbum, and the reason Molly's not getting another date from Logan is she put ketchup on her penne de avolo at Vincenzo's. So she put ketchup right on the pasta. She says it took away from the spiciness of it.
Honestly, I think it was brave of her to have done it so early on in their budding relationship. Right. Because that is kind of a weird thing.
But he says she's a monster.
Yeah.
For putting ketchup on her pasta.
Didn't he call her a sociopath for doing that?
He did. I don't know. I mean, don't know if that's at the same rank.
I think it's funny. but it is kind of petty, in my opinion. It's a little petty that he doesn't want to, you know, see her again.
Yeah. Rochelle on Twitter, Logan can be... like Kix, what a little drama queen. This has got to be the most ridiculous reason someone ghosted someone I've heard yet from Callan on Twitter.
On Facebook, KX969, Tanya says ketchup goes with anything, so I am assuming that means she's Team Molly.
Probably. Hi, Kix, good morning. What weird food combo you got?
So, I don't think that whole ketchup thing is, I mean, I think it's weird, but I don't think it's, like, abnormal.
Really?
I mean, yeah, I see what you're saying.
Like, I put ketchup in my
Wait,
know what I mean?
What?
Whoa.
Like, not like ketchup in in my chili, but like when I'm making my chili, I put like a cup of ketchup in my chili because it has sugar in it. It's a sugar base. And so she's right. It does take the acidity out of the tomato.
Yeah.
And it would die down that spice that she's saying. And my mom is a freak, and she puts spaghetti, or she puts ketchup on her spaghetti, which I think is delicious. But I do know people that actually put ketchup in, like, their pasta for that reason.
Just to break down the spiciness.
Yeah, the spiciness. I mean, honestly, I still do get it. I do get it. I think it's a little gross, but it makes sense, I suppose. There's actually a lot of support for Team Molly far on Facebook. And then also we asked you as a bonus question, like, what would be, like, your weird food combo? And there's a couple people that are on my side and a couple people on your side, JP, because I know... You do something weird with macaroni and cheese, don't you?
You want to let my brother in on the show and let him be a part of this?
Yeah, well, let's take him. Yeah.
Hey, it's your brother.
Hey, what's up, Chris?
Don't you still put ketchup on mac and cheese?
Yeah. That's actually good.
Okay.
That's a weird food combo, though.
Okay, that is a weird food combo. That is weird, but not ketchup on...
I've heard pasta. Ketchup and mac more than I have ketchup and good. Pasta. But that's still... You are correct. That is...
And the other one that...
You're
that,
still... changing the way the cheese tastes.
But in a great way. It's enhancing everything, just like putting Dorothy Lynch on cottage cheese.
Okay, well, that I do good. Like. Okay.
All right, see?
All right.
Everybody's got their thing.
Your brother.
Yes.
Hey, what's up, Chris? Yeah, Matt Harris 564 on Twitter. I used to dip my toast crunch in OJ at breakfast when I was a kid.
Oh, no.
Now my 2-year-old daughter dips everything in her milk. My wife hates me for that.
That's funny. Daryl on Facebook is on your side, JP. He said, ketchup on mac and cheese. Yes.
The grossest one that we'll get this one, and then you can continue to let us know on Facebook and Twitter. Weird food combos.
I don't have any personally that are super weird, but my husband's family has one that is, like, totally in line with today.
Okay. What's going on?
They put mayonnaise on their spaghetti.
Oh!
No, see, I can't get behind
that's
that.
That's gross.
Yeah. He doesn't. But his entire family does.
Oh, no. No, no, no.
They're the monsters.
Yeah, exactly.
As soon as I heard that, I thought,
God! No! God, please, no! 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 No!
Just mayonnaise on...
They are mayonnaise monsters.
On any... Mayonnaise monsters.
I like mayonnaise, and some people straight up hate it, so that would be hard enough for people to even stomach to begin with.
Right.
But I cannot fathom mayonnaise on pasta.
All right. You can share your weird food combos with us and make Molly feel better about her ketchup spaghetti combo.
Honestly, all in all, I think I'm on her side in this.
Okay. Very good. Thank you. And Dana or Dumpin', we're here for you every Tuesday and Thursday.
Coming up next.
Go!
You're just a few seconds away from this.
With JP, Liz, and Husker Nick.
Coming up, a new keyword to win $1,000. Your word this hour is cemetery, spelled however you want to spell it. It's on the piece of paper here as C-E-M-E-T-A-R-Y.
But it looks like it'll accept E-R-Y.
It should, because E-R-Y is the proper way to spell
it. As it should. You're correct.
You can put that in, and we'll get a brand new word that actually is spelled right coming up next.
Good morning.
JP, Liz, and Husker Nick.
Wake you up.
Mornings.
Gotta wake you up for the day.
On Kix 96.9.
Lieutenant Dane, I got you some ice cream. Lieutenant Dane, ice cream.
Can you imagine going to work every day and getting free ice cream?
And not just free ice cream, but 3 pints.
Oh, God.
Every day.
It reminds me of that Key and Peele skit from Comedy Central where they're both playing ladies, and the one lady's like, I've been employee of the month for over a year, and then she hired the new lady, and she's had a lot of the froyo. I mean, because you get free froyo, and she's like, my boyfriend's coming to pick me up, but he's been in Afghanistan, and I haven't seen him for a year. Can you imagine, though? That would be really tough to not eat all that ice cream, like, all the time.
I mean, I'd be fatter than I am right now.
So this is the case at Ben and Jerry's, right?
Right. So Ben and Jerry's, 3 free pints of ice cream every day, but you also get a free gym membership.
You know, it goes hand in hand.
Right, it does.
Way to be proactive.
Yeah, that's good. They know. They're like, we're going to plump you up, so... Gonna have to get you a good workout later in the day, or at least in the mornings. Work out first, and then eat all your ice cream later.
Right,
you kind of, especially their ice cream.
Goodness, all the different flavor combos,
and also like, I mean, I'd only imagine that you would be able to opt out of your daily perk quota of three pints of ice cream, but you could not. How could you physically? How could you do that to the point where you actually still have available freezer space? You would have to like pawn it off on like family or friends.
Yeah, try to sell it in the black market.
Or you would like you would die.
All of a sudden, you become the Schwann's man. I mean, you've got like extra every day. You've got to find a place for it.
Well, I remember in high school when I worked at CC's Pizza. It wasn't often, but like here and there, when there was enough pizza like left on the grillers or whatever, the hot pads on the buffet line, at close, you'd get one like medium-sized box.
Oh.
And you could go through and just like humble jumble,
whatever
like
you
toss whatever you want in there. So I would layer the bottom with like the brownies, because that was a big hit, put a piece of wax paper over it, layer some of the monkey bread, like the cinnamon rolls.
Okay, that's brilliant.
Wax paper over that, and then fill in the pizza, and I would take it to like a party after.
Okay, so how tired of pizza did you get by the time you got done?
I was so tired. I mean,
but you made friends.
I mainly just brought it because I knew that like no matter what, you couldn't kick me out of the party because I brought the pizza. Right.
I brought the food.
When I worked at Cinema Center, so it would have been my high school stuff, and what we did was at the end of the night, you could just throw all the popcorn that's left over. You throw it in a big trash bag, right?
Oh.
And then you would throw butter in there, and then you just take this giant, you'd look like Popcorn Santa Claus showing up because you got
it's
this big
so
bag
funny
over
because
over.
It's like a trash bag, so it looks so disgusting.
Yes. Well, and then so you take it to parties and stuff, and everybody thought you were just like amazing for bringing that stuff. The funny part about working at that movie theater is you got all the free movies for you and like up to three friends that you can handle.
Yeah.
Oh.
You were basically at work 24/7.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah.
Like you never left.
No kidding.
Know?
That's cool.
Yeah, that's a pretty cool job perk.
Yeah,
JP, we've
have
got pretty cool job perks here.
We do. It's been a little bit lacking because we haven't had concerts and free tickets and stuff lately. But I mean, we do have quite a few perks that we get to go and participate in.
Yeah,
here,
like the shows. People, like, I think the common question I get most is like, so like, do you just get tickets for shows? And it's like, well, I mean,
technically, we go work the show and then you get a pair of tickets.
Yeah, but it is nice when the label takes care of you and they're like, hey, here's an extra pair or something. That's pretty cool.
So let's ask the folks and see what they think.
Coming up
next. You're just a few seconds away from this.
466-9696. You can let us know on Facebook or Twitter, KX969. What's your favorite job perk? Like at your job or maybe a job you had in the past? We want to hear from you. 466-9696 or Facebook and Twitter to join the conversation.
I got you some ice cream. Lieutenant Dan, ice cream.
The perks of your job at Ben & Jerry's. Every employee gets three free pints of ice cream every day. But they also get a free gym membership to kind of balance that out.
You know, it's actually smart on their point because don't you think it would be almost like... It would almost be more expensive in the end to just send people home with three pints of ice cream health insurance alone.
So we wanted to know from you what some of the job perks you have at your job. Hi, Kix. Good morning.
So I have a couple of favorites. So I used to work at a bank, and we would get, like, occasional goodies that would have, like, granted they had the bank logo on them, but, like, they would send us some really good stuff sometimes. Like, we got a pair of Converse one time, like, name brand Converse that had the bank's name like initials on the back of them. And then got a really good thermos as well too. Not thermos, but like a really good like travel mug.
That's awesome.
That is cool.
Right? And then my current job, I work at a pet retail store, but we get like free samples of stuff that like if we'll get a new product in, sometimes we'll get free samples of it. So like everybody always forgets, so like I'm the only one that remembers it. So like half the time I end up bringing home half the samples for myself.
That's funny.
Bring it home for your pups.
Yeah.
You might as well. I mean, nobody else is taking it.
Honestly, I would do the same thing. I would let it sit there for like 2 seconds. And if no one touched it, I would take it all home.
my friend Bridget, who's one of our top fans, says, JP, you'd agree with me on this one. I work event staff for Husker football. Although not this year, it's sad face.
Yeah.
But getting paid to watch the games is an awesome perk. I get to meet some really cool and amazing people too. And I agree. It is so much fun to meet these athletes for the Huskers and the fans that are out there for Husker soccer.
Oh, I bet.
And Husker men's basketball. It's always very exciting and a lot of fun.
That is a unique experience on your end.
Yeah, I miss it.
I bet.
It's a good time. We had direct messages, so I'm thinking maybe they want to stay anonymous.
Okay.
Free used tires, free oil changes, free labor and parts sold at cost to us.
That would be a baller deal.
That would be
to
a
have.
Fantastic deal.
I know some friends at work, like seasonal help at bigger retailers and stuff, and they do it. Well, they do it because obviously it's a little extra money for the holidays.
Right.
But in turn, you're saving so much money because the discount is amazing. It's like massive. Some of these places, it's like half off your
That's brilliant.
Total and
you
stuff
might as
like
well
that.
Do it.
Yeah.
Hi, Kix.
Like,
good morning. Do you have a job perk?
Not me, but my wife sure does.
Okay.
Works for the university feeding the athletes, so we get tickets for the filth pack. That's all we got to pay on them.
Nice!
Oh, that is cool. At first, I thought you were going to say you get a bunch of free food, and I was still going to be super down and excited for you, but that's even better.
There is that, too. And on some, it used to be that on the game days that she would work in the morning, and she would come up to the seats right before the game started, and she would bring food up there, and we brought steaks up there one time, and we're sitting there in the stands eating steaks, and everybody around like, you suck.
I'm sorry, but you're living my dream. I'm a little jealous.
That's not a bad thing at all. It
was very, very nice.
That's very cool. Thanks for sharing with us. My son actually works at Waffleopolis.
Which okay, is I keep hearing about
the breakfast
this.
Part of Sebastian's table.
Okay,
and so
I'm
on the weekends,
the menu.
He gets a free meal working there, which is, I mean, that's the way it should be.
Yeah, I definitely agree with that too. Oh, that's right. Our GM Katie was telling me about it. She was telling me the menu is super creative.
Amazing. It's very, very good.
Oh, this looks amazing.
We'll get one more perk, and it's kind of a different one, and but it's a good one because it's been probably pretty rough and working in healthcare, and that's what you do.
I would say my job perk is knowing that I can go to work every morning and hold a hand or give a hug to one of my elderly residents that hasn't been able to see their family in months and knowing that I can be there for them.
Oh,
that's really sweet.
That is a good perk. That's a great perk, and everyone needs someone like you.
Right, for certain. So there you go.
There's, I love that. Got the touching side of it.
Yeah. Share your job perks on the Kix Morning Show page on Facebook and KX969 on Twitter as well. Come up, the Nitty Gritty from Music City and new music from Jason Aldean.
If you run on coffee and country in the mornings, you're in the right place.
You're checking out my favorite morning show.
JP, Liz, and Husker Nick on Kix 96.9.
For Nitty Gritty this morning, we are talking Dirks, Mountain Man, Bentley, When Crocs Attack, Costume Flashbacks, and New Music.
Nashville. Straight from Nashville. From the heart of Nashville, straight to your radio.
Liz has your Nitty Gritty from Music City on Kix 96.9.
Good morning, it's Coryell. Now, Dirks Bentley has been inching closer and closer to the state of Colorado and actually moving there.
Oh, I'm kind of wondering about that.
He has done it.
Oh, wow, really?
His family has officially moved to Colorado. He moved them in March. Due to the pandemic, they're like, hey, well, let's stay in one of our favorite spots and see what's going to come of this whole virus thing.
Right.
And, well, they've decided they're just never going to leave. He says, quote, someone's going to have to drag me out of Colorado because I do like being here. So, he moved his family there and he's officially a mountain man now.
It makes sense.
He's been talking about it for years.
Yeah.
So well,
good for
there.
Him. That's awesome.
Yeah. Now, are you ready for another pair of Luke Combs Crocs? Because whether... You're ready or not, JP.
These are ridiculous, but please tell us about
whether you're ready or not, the new fuzzy lining Crocs are coming out.
Which I've heard those are the best kind.
Okay. Well, I've never heard that, so that's good to know.
Because the fuzzy lining ones I've heard are very, very good.
Oh, does that have your seal of approval?
No, I've heard they're good.
Okay.
A lot of people swear by them because they're nice and toasty and warm and comfortable.
I can see it.
I can see it.
There's an image of the skull that's on the back of Luke Combs' tour bus that's on the Crocs. And then there's like a Gibson guitar, a pair of cowboy boots, and other stuff. You can order them today. They officially go on sale November 10th at Crocs.com. So if you want to be just like Luke Combs with your fancy fuzzy lining Crocs,
that's awesome.
So we're doing a little costume flashback. Adam Hambrick, a country newcomer, he says his favorite Halloween costume was when he was 5 years old. His grandmother made him a Ghostbusters jumpsuit.
Nice.
He had the proton pack and everything. He was 5 years old. He had to. He's such a handsome man. I can only imagine what he looked like as a little 5 year old. I feel like he just had to look
glasses and stuff.
Yeah, he had to look dapper, but also in a Ghostbusters costume.
Yeah,
and then Lauren Elena says she dressed up her brother for Halloween. Remembers dressing up her brother for Halloween until he looked like her. She said, quote, I put extensions in his hair and a little hat on his head. I put makeup on him and my cheerleading outfit.
Oh, my goodness.
It fit him. And apparently spitting image of his sister and
that's
freaked her
outstanding.
Out. But you did mention we do have new music from Jason Aldean. This could be his next number one single. Maybe. Who knows? It's kind of up to you. Off of his latest album, 9, here's Blame It On You with the Nitty Gritty from Music City. I'm Corey Allen, Kix 96.9.
Going down like a sunset, burning out like a cigarette, blowing through the cash, through the past, drinking down that memory till there's nothing left. I could go on and on. Why you gone? I could blame it on whiskey. I wouldn't blame you if you didn't even miss me. Gave you a million reasons, girl, not to be with me. Should've never let you go. Should've never. Drink around the truth, but I can't blame it on you. Trying to ride out the midnight, trying to fight through the daylight. Wondering where you at, and just like that, I'm looking back on what I had and you were mine. I could go on.
Something else. Find out next on Kix 96.9. It's Date 'em or Dump 'em with JP, Liz, and Husker Nick on Kix 96.9.
Today, we're going to try to help Molly out and get her a second date. Good morning, Molly.
Good morning.
So, tell us a little bit about you and it was Logan you emailed in about, right?
Yes.
Yeah, okay. Fill us in.
Okay, so yeah, I met this guy, Logan, through a mutual friend, and she said we'd hit it off.
Okay.
So at first we were just texting, and then he called to see if we'd like to grab coffee. Nice. And I was like, yeah. So we met up. He was super nice. He was a gentleman. He bought us coffee. We talked for a couple hours and hit it off. So I was like, hey, do you want to get dinner on Friday? And he said yes.
Nice. So this is actually, you'll be getting the second date then right there with dinner out.
I mean, yeah.
That's great.
I mean, I'd consider that. So that's a good start.
Yeah, okay.
So we had dinner downtown at Vincenzo's.
Yep. Very good.
Now I'm hungry. sorry.
You eat pasta at 7:30 in the morning, Coriel?
Oh, I would. Okay. If it was from Vincenzo's, I would.
I'm not surprised.
No problem.
okay, really sorry. Good. Keep going.
Yeah. All right, Molly. So keep going. You guys had a good time?
So, I mean, I had a really good time, and I felt like he did, too. At the end of the night, he offered to pay, but I was like, no, let's split it. And I was joking. I was like, and you can get it the next time. And he laughed, and he said, okay. So he walked me to the car. We hugged. I told him I'd talk to him soon. And that was a couple weeks ago.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah, I tried to text him, and I've even called once, and I haven't gotten anything back from him.
Hmm, okay. So two dates.
Wait, so you did end up splitting the bill?
The bill, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. I mean, I offered.
Yeah, you did.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
Because he bought coffee, so you offered to split the second bill.
That, no, I'm with you on that, though. Maybe, I mean, I know, do you think you're pretty independent?
I mean, yeah, but it was more of a joke, and then I did, and then I was like, yeah. I got it next time.
Yeah. Maybe he's, I don't know, maybe it's the independence. Maybe he
was scared by her independence.
Yeah. Well, you know, to be like, let me split the bill with you. Because I've done that before. I've been in that situation before where they were like,
Did they get all weird?
They were like offended by it. I'm like, what? Really? I'm like a grown woman. I can pay for my own meal.
Pay your own meal? That's not a problem. Yeah. That's weird.
So maybe, I don't know. That's where I'm going with it.
There are some people that are a little bit more old fashioned that way, I guess. Oscar, Nick, any thoughts?
How was conversation on both dates?
Yeah.
It was really good. We had a lot to talk about. I felt like we had a lot in common.
You didn't talk politics. There was no talking about anything involved in the election coming up.
I mean, it maybe came by in passing, but there was no like heated conversation, and we just kind of, not really.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And then you weren't like constantly dry coughing all over the food, Rona style. I would say that could be a slight turn off if they're trying to give you the Rona.
would definitely be a turn off.
A slight one.
Well, you know, I mean, once you got it, you might as well hang out. You know, the only thing worse than having the Rona is being alone while you have the Rona.
Yeah.
This is true.
Misery loves company.
All right. Well, what we'll do, Molly, I think we've kind of exhausted our guesses so far.
Yeah, I don't know. We can try to help you out the best we can, though.
Okay. We'll go ahead and we'll give Logan a call, and we'll get him on the phone, hopefully. And maybe we can sort this out at something small, and we can get you guys a third date.
Okay.
All right. So hang on the line.
With JP, Liz, and Husker Nick.
All right. What do you guys think went wrong between Molly and Logan, or something with Molly? You can put it in GIF form.
I love this part.
The guessing game?
Yeah, GIF on Twitter, KZKX969.
And Facebook too, KX969. What do you think went wrong with Molly's date with Datum or Dump 'Em?
Now the conclusion to Datum or Dump 'Em with JP, Liz, and Husker Nick on KX96.9.
So if you're just joining us, it's Molly who met Logan through a mutual friend. Went out for a coffee date, had a really good time. She suggested dinner on Friday. He said yes. For their second date, they met up for dinner downtown at Vincenzo's. Really good date. He walked her to the car. Well, actually, they split the check. She said he could get next time, and he kind of laughed and said, okay. They walked to the car, a hug, a thank you. We'll talk to you soon. And a couple weeks later, no response.
Nada.
From Logan. What are some of the guesses that have come in?
On Twitter, KZKX969, we got his ex called and told them she's pregnant, so they're getting back together.
That's extreme.
That's a big twist.
My guess for Denver Dumpum is that he saw how much she tipped at the restaurant and didn't like it. Either she's an extreme over-tipper or she doesn't tip at all.
Dang, that's a good one.
My hunch is that, she doesn't tip. Interesting. All right, well, let's find out from Logan what the issue is with him and Molly.
Hello.
Hi, we're looking for Logan.
This is he.
Logan, good morning.
Hi, Logan. It's JP Coriel, Husker Nick, the Kicks Morning Show.
What up, dude?
Oh, hey. Hey.
Hi.
How's it going, man?
Pretty good.
Good. It's probably weird to have a radio station call you up.
Yeah.
We're actually calling for a date 'em or dump 'em. You might have heard of this. We're calling about somebody you've been kind of dodging for a couple weeks after what she thought was a great dinner date at Vincenzo's.
Got him hungry.
So you know we're calling about Molly.
Oh my God, Molly is a monster.
What? What? Oh no!
Wow.
What? I mean,
she looks normal. She's actually kind of hot. Very nice.
Well, good, I guess.
Until she ruins a perfectly good plate of penne diavolo.
Wait, what?
Wait, what'd she do? Did she put like a bunch of salt on it or something?
Close. She put about a half a bottle of ketchup on it.
No!
She asked the server, what? Man, we're having a really good time.
Are you kidding right now?
No. They set it down. We're having a nice dinner, and she's asked the server if she could get a bottle of ketchup. You can tell the guy is like, think she's joking.
Like for what though? Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Right. Right. And he's walking away. I can see his eyes rolling in the back of the head. She brings this bottle of ketchup. She's like, it's like a ketchup commercial. She's hitting the back of the bottle to like get more ketchup onto the pot. the staff is like, I can tell the staff is laughing at us. Other patrons, it was embarrassing.
Were you mortified?
Come on,
because she put ketchup. I mean, it sounds nasty. But,
I mean, in theory, I kind of get it because, like, you know, maybe she thought, no, I don't know. I mean,
yeah. How are you?
Like, who was at this place? Like, they were all like,
I just can't imagine. But the thing is, I can't. It's pretty damning to do it someplace like Vincenzo's.
Right.
Yeah.
Like, if you were at, like, the Valentino's buffet, it'd be different.
Or, like, Fazoli's or whatever.
Or, like, Fazoli's. It'd still be weird, but.
What? Just because you're at this place, you can't enjoy your food, like, how you like it? Like, I think it's gross sounding, but good Lord. We're judging her because of ketchup.
I don't know. It is weird to me. But anyway, okay.
So that was the big turnoff for you, was her and her bottle of ketchup.
I mean, that's a lot of ketchup.
Another date?
Yeah, well, you don't want to have anything to do with her because of ketchup?
Nah, I don't know, man. Is she going to put, like, jelly on steak or something?
Well, let's let Molly come on.
That
and
big of a deal. Okay, yeah.
Molly, come on and defend herself. As you know, date 'em or dump 'em. Molly's been listening in. Molly, what's with the bottle of ketchup?
Yeah, so that's the most ridiculous thing I've ever heard. Like, ketchup is just tomato sauce.
For one. Yes, it is.
The pasta was spicy, so it helped to kind of like even it out.
Okay,
that's no reason to never talk to somebody again.
even out really spice by putting ketchup on it, that's gross.
I see where she's spicy. Coming from though. I mean, I still think it's gross, Molly, I'll be honest, but I mean, I see where you're coming from there. I think it was brave of you.
It just blends into the tomato sauce.
I think it changes everything. I mean, about the pasta to put ketchup on it,
I have never heard of that.
Okay.
And have you guys ever not talked to somebody again, to just ghost me?
Yeah, that's a pretty crazy reason.
I think it is. It's
so like normal, but it's not. It's really weird.
It's a little petty to not talk to her because. Just
are you
because
like
of
a Italian food snob? Is that what this is?
It's not. It, but just like you said, it's weird. I don't know. It just gave me the creep.
Yeah, I mean, what other decisions does she make in life if she's going to do that? I guess.
Okay, Molly.
She's a monster because of ketchup.
Okay, how about this? What if either one of you have a weird food combination that you both enjoy, or you do? Why don't you reveal it now to get it out of the way?
I think she already did.
Her ketchup
well,
ones.
Okay, so I guess
that's
this is more for
only
Logan.
Thing, and I don't think it's that weird.
Anything that weird?
Okay. So, Logan, you don't want another date with Molly because of her ketchup bottle.
I'm sorry, guys. If it's petty, I'm sorry. It's just,
so like if. Because I like to put Bush Light in my Fruit Loops. So,
all right, goodbye.
I mean, I'm just saying. Have you ever done that, Coriel?
Bush Light in Fruit Loops, no.
Yeah, for breakfast. When I go camping, we accidentally figured that out one time because we were out of milk. This is so good.
Well, I used to, so it's not terrible, but because I do have a dairy allergy, sometimes I would just like barely wet like Rice Krispies, like the cereal, you know?
Okay.
And I would put a little pinch of
wait,
sugar.
Wet it with what?
You're
like
a
water?
Monster.
With water.
Oh, what?
Well, because I'm allergic to dairy.
Wow,
and then, like, if
water
there was no.
On Rice Krispies?
Yeah, I've
okay,
done that.
Never mind. She's not welcome back to the show. Is that what your guys' date was like? Do you hear how absurd that is?
Rice Krispies and water. That's.
I don't
you're
know.
Tell
I've...
me next you're going to put ketchup on Italian food.
Spaghetti.
So. Just seems so weird, but yet so just normal compared to some of the other stuff.
What if she agrees to never do that again?
Yeah.
Like what if she's like, I'll never do that.
Logan?
I don't think she would agree to do that, to be honest.
Okay, Molly, would you agree to never put ketchup on sausage?
You know what? I'm going to be me. I'm going to be comfortable.
Yeah, okay.
Like, you know, that's fair.
We're just in, sounds so you guys gross, are just in two different places then when it comes to ketchup. And
he's just not down for it. It freaked him out.
You know, I think I actually dodged that because he sounds like a snob. So.
Okay. All
right. Molly. You said it. I didn't.
Very nice.
All right. Well, Molly, there's your answer.
I hope you find your partner in ketchup heaven.
That's right.
Ketchups are us.
And Logan, thank you for taking our phone call and listening to the show. We appreciate you, man.
Yeah, buddy.
Thank you, guys. I love your show.
Thanks.
Thank
both
you.
Of you, best of luck out there.
Thanks.
With JP, Liz, and Husker Nick.
All right, if you need our help with dating issues, we're here for you. Date them or dump them. Just direct message us, Facebook or Twitter, KX969. If you missed what just happened, you can find it on our podcast now at KZKX.com. Coming up, the After the Show, including more free money, rich people problems, and your current keyword to win $1,000 is flashlight. Get on our website at KZKX.com. Time.
Don't matter to me wherever we are, where I wanna be, and honey.
Husker Nick on Kix 96.9.
Got a new segment for you. They call it Rich People Problems. And we start with, just because you have a lot of money, there's no guarantee you'll act like an adult, not like a toddler. There's a 76-year-old billionaire investor named Bill Gross who lives in Laguna Beach, California. Okay. He has been battling with his next-door neighbor, a 56-year-old, very rich but slightly less rich guy named Mark Taufig, who is a tech entrepreneur. So two rich people.
Okay. Yeah.
Battling it out in their neighborhood.
Gotta love it.
Mark doesn't like the Bill put up a 22-foot-long blue glass sculpture on his property last year and put up poles and netting to protect this statue. And he says it's blocking his view. So he called the city to complain.
What is this sculpture?
It's a blue glass sculpture that, because it's so far into this person's property, you can't really see it, but you can see the netting, mm-hmm. which is kind of ridiculous.
None of that makes sense.
Right. And so Bill got his revenge on the complaint, on him for the complaint, by blasting a certain song as loud as possible. Would you like to hear the song?
Yes.
Yes.
Ooh.
Just sit right back and you'll hear a tale of
I got this is bringing back some memories.
So he's blasting Gilligan's Island, the theme song, at all hours of the day and night.
How have the surrounding people not been like, can the two of you please? Right,
yeah would you guys please knock it off? Don't you have better things you could donate your money to?
Yeah. Right.
Oh my gosh.
So now lawsuits, charges, and restraining orders have been filed.
Nice.
There's going to be
a... Oh, my goodness. What a big tantrum.
Rich people problems. Seriously.
No, rich people fights are like the best fights.
I know. Oh, yeah. I love
because they're so dumb.
Yeah. So there's going to be a hearing on the restraining orders and harassment charges next week. And Bill has until the middle of next month to try to get the right permits for his sculpture. Until then, I guess Mark can just sit right back and hear a tale of a fateful trip over and over and over again.
The rich people fights are amazing. Like, either super rich people or super poor people fights are so awesome.
Because
it's just extreme. It's so extreme.
I've been listening to like a crime podcast, but it's about Hollywood crimes and scandals. Oh, okay. So it's not all like super crazy. But they dove into Mommy Dearest, like Joan Crawford and the whole thing. But what was wild to me was it necessarily wasn't like a rich person fight. It was just her rich person demeanor. And she would like, just the things that she would get mad about were so
ridiculous.
Petty. Like the one of the guys she ended up with or something, she made him sell his big fancy apartment that he basically bought for himself as a house because the rooms, there were like 23 rooms. But the square footage of each room was just a little too cramped.
Oh, for Christ.
And it was just her and him. She, like, disowned her kids from the get-go, you know?
Yeah, that sounds about right.
I was like, imagine having enough money to be like,
right.
It's a little too small for me.
Just too small.
No.
So there you go. There's a
round
of rich people problems. And, hey, if you see any of those stories, let me know about it because we'd love to make fun of them for sure.
The Kix Morning Show with JP, Liz, and Husker Nick
on Kix 96.9.
Oh boy, when I was a little girl, Frankfurt has only cost a nickel.
I love it when Coryell learns new things.
Why do you say that?
Because we get all kinds of information from you.
Thank you.
Because you kind of go down a wormhole of information.
Okay, I will hand that to you. I do. I do.
And I don't mind finding out about things. And when you have the information, I want to hear it.
I'm so far down this rabbit hole of like what things used to cost.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Okay.
So Motel 6 got its name because it originally charged $6 per night when it opened up in 1962.
Wow.
So then I thought, my gosh, that's so cheap. And then, you know, inflation and money is different and yada, yada, yada.
Right.
So then I looked up other throwback prices. In the 1940s, it was 20 cents for bread, 52 cents for a gallon of milk.
All wow. Right. So in the 19... milk's like $2 or $3 now.
It is, yeah. In the 1970s, we're going to skip ahead a little bit. 1970s, the cost of a first class stamp, also 6 cents.
Really?
Yeah, very, very cheap. But here's the deal. It's going to start getting a little crazy. So, JP, does the year 1975 mean anything to you?
I think I was a year old.
Yeah, so it's a little close to when you were born.
Okay.
It was like 99 cents per pound of ground beef. Basically $1.50 for a gallon of milk. And when you think about
travesty.
It now, it's pretty crazy.
From 1940 to 1979, it went from I went up a buck for milk.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
And what blew my mind for me, since I was born in 91, it used to be 75 cents for like a 2-ounce bag of Doritos. Okay.
Oh, yeah.
But now it's like $1.50 basically. Because I remember you could get like candy bars, you get these snack things that were a lot cheaper, but now like you can't find anything like under a dollar. Or you can find the real cheapo ones, you know what I'm saying? But
yeah.
So that blew my mind. But the thing that really is that will make you sick to your stomach is like in-state tuition, room and board and all that jazz per year in the late 1970s was between like $2,200 to $2,500 in current dollars today.
Wow.
Yes. And then in 2019 to 2020, this last school year, the average price of tuition and fees for in-state residents at public colleges was about $10,005 or so. Jeez. So that means you could basically do 4 years at an in-state college.
Right.
Back in the late 1970s.
For a whole lot less.
For like less than it would be for one year now.
Wow.
Isn't that wild?
It's a little depressing.
It is depressing. And I get it, like, you know, math, science, whatever, inflation and cost of living. But still, like, that just, it's so weird.
Yeah, that is pretty weird.
There was the recession in, like, 2008 or something like that.
Okay.
Maybe. Anyways, I just remember driving myself from Unadilla to Lincoln for Southeast High School.
Yeah.
And at the time when I was working at CC's Pizza, I basically worked just to, like, have money to pay for gas because it was like
and all the free food that you got from
CC's the free
too.
Food, but it was like $4 a gallon or something. It was nuts.
It was crazy.
I'm glad that isn't the case anymore.
And that is Coryell's history lesson.
I did not fact check any of this. I found it from somewhat looking credible sources, but they're not. I'm probably wrong.
Is Coryell's potentially misleading history lesson?
Don't quote me.
Kix 96.9.
Country.
Play some country.
The best music to wake up to.
The Kix Morning Show with JP, Liz, and Husker Nick.
I've always wanted to break a Guinness World Record.
That doesn't surprise me in the least.
And I came really close with the ketchup challenge about a year ago.
Doing what?
Drinking an entire 32-ounce bottle of ketchup out of a straw in a certain amount of time.
I'm going to vomit. When did you do that?
It was like a year or so ago with Lauren and Nick.
JP.
Well, I was trying to see if I could do as well as the person who set the record for
it.
And I did. Actually, I beat their time. But because it wasn't in front of an official Guinness person, I didn't get the full credit for it. So
something tells me you probably don't want to do it again.
I would totally do it again. If I get a Guinness World Record official to be here in person with me to set a Guinness record, I would absolutely do it.
How do you go about, like, how do you have to, like,
you gotta find
pay for
something
them to travel to you? Or well,
yeah,
where are
I mean,
they?
I think you do, because like I remember, like, what was it, Kelly and Ryan Seacrest on the Kelly and Ryan show for an entire week, like, broke records for the Guinness record. And God, their names in the book, which I think is crap, because they have an entire TV production company in New York to get all their stuff from. And so,
well, I remember talking about like the easy ones you could try to break at home to buy time during the pandemic when
that's
it first
a
began.
Very good one. Yeah,
I think you should go for the most Jello eaten with chopsticks in 1 minute.
Oh God, I suck at chopsticks. Those are the worst. But here's one that maybe you'd want to tackle, Coryell. A guy by the name of Ron Lingming has just broken the record for the most bees. He's a Chinese daredevil, and he pulled off this record feat, covering his body with 140 pounds of bees.
Wait, how do you do that?
He had multiple buckets filled with bees dumped over his head.
Stop.
To get the insects to settle on his body. And nope. Soon, the bees did settle down.
Nope.
Then the official weight was taken. His complement of bees weighed in at 140 pounds, 6.95 ounces.
Nope.
That is the heaviest mantle of bees.
Oh, it's called a mantle.
A mantle of bees.
Ew.
Right?
So, was he in, like, protective gear?
No. The video is crazy. He's just standing there. With his shirt open, and just he's really good at just standing still and letting the bees climb their honeybees. So as long as you're not going to do anything.
Why would you think I would want to do that?
I don't know. I think you're pretty. I guess you can't stand still very well. You would freak out if
Still very well. And two.
But if a bucket of bees was dumped on you because it's all at once.
I'm not a fan of bees.
Oh, okay.
At all.
Well, then I guess. All right, don't forget you get a chance to win free money. A new keyword coming up in minutes. Your current one is dirt. Put the word dirt in our website at kzkx.com. The other big thing to know about is we have a Halloween costume contest going on, and some super freak-a-leaks are on our page.
There's some great submissions. The Sanderson sisters, it's always a good one.
Always a go-to.
Yeah, from Hocus Pocus. But this one, I'm a little impartial because I do like beer. But it says... Okay. Bud Light six-pack and red Solo cup. And they are literally, it's six full-grown adults in Bud Light bottle costumes in a massive, like, sixer case.
Oh, I gotta see this.
It's awesome. So you can find these at kzkx.com. There's a totally 80s theme. Oh my god, that is fantastic. Yes, Bob Ross. And Ace Ventura, an insane asylum nurse, throwback to The Emperor's New Groove, the movie, the Cheshire Cat and the Mad Hatter, a clown in a cornfield, JP, don't look on page three.
Page three, okay, thank you.
Yeah, avoid page three for your sake. But there's still time for you to get your submissions in, although it is voting based, so make sure if you do enter your photo at kzkx.com, you tell your friends, your family, you share it around, get them to vote for you to win, because at the end, the photo with the most votes is the winner. You score $150 to Good Sense, and then any pillar restaurant. So that also includes
Venue, Piedmont, and Cactus.
Yes. Yep. And, you know, that's a couple meals for you and the family, or, you know, treat yourself.
Chucky the Doll is a cat.
Yep. Chucky the Doll is a cat.
Oh, my God. And the dude who dressed up as Ace Ventura.
It's just, it's so great. And then there's Pac-Man with, like, the little ghosts, like, of the kids.
Oh, that's fantastic.
It's cool. So there's plenty. It gives you time to get this year's costumes in also if you still want to dress up. Because it ends basically just before midnight on November 1st. So you have time to recover from Halloween, post your photo.
There you go. Do that online, kzkx.com, for all the details. Tomorrow we'll be back with a couple's therapy and more free money.
Kix 96.9.
Country.
Play some country.
The best music to wake up to.
The Kix Morning Show with JP, Liz, and Husker Nick.